A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" And Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to Jesus, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other, and to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask Jesus any questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Love of God and love of neighbor. These two loves in most of Christian theology are really thought of as one love expressed in two ways. And Catherine of Siena in her dialogues has a very interesting way of looking at it that I would like you to just hear today as the homily. This is from her dialogue, page 64 in the classical notation. It's God talking to Catherine, explaining the two loves. "I ask you to love me with the same love with which I love you. But for me, you cannot do this, for I loved you without being loved. Whatever love you have for me, you owe me. So you love me not gratuitously, but out of duty, while I love you not out of duty, but gratuitously. So you cannot give me the kind of love I ask of you. This is why I have put you among your neighbors, so that you can do for them what you cannot do for me. That is, love them without any concern for thanks, or without looking for any profit for yourself. And whatever you do for them, I will consider done for me. My truth demonstrated this when Paul was persecuting me, and he said, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' For he considered Paul's persecution of my faithful ones as persecution of me. So your love should be sincere. You should love your neighbors with the same love with which you love me. Do you know how you can tell when your spiritual love is not perfect? If you are distressed when it seems that those you love are not returning your love, are not loving you as much as you think you love them. Or if you are distressed when it seems to you that you are being deprived of their company or comfort, or that they love someone else more than you. Let us try and live these two loves today."